Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name is Steve Bowes. Over half of U.S. workers report being unable to cover emergency expenses. A majority of Americans say they can't afford a $1,000 emergency expense, a recent report from Bankrate finds. Only 44% of Americans surveyed said they could use their savings to pay for an unexpected expense of that size, instead opting to put it on a credit card or borrow cash from family or friends. The reality is that we are, unfortunately, essentially living in a paycheck-to-paycheck nation, Bankrate senior economist Mark Hamrick said in a CNBC interview. Unexpected economic events that occurred in quick succession over the past 5 years, from the fallout over the pandemic to high inflation, they've shocked the personal finances of many Americans, notes the report. And looking at the large percentage of workers on the edge of financial instability, it's quite stunning in the current environment that even with low unemployment and a job market that has been both robust and resilient in recent years, that we still have this remarkably low percentage of Americans who could pay for an emergency expense. But the realization that many employees are struggling with their week-to-week and month-to-month expenses has led to growth in demand for employer-supported emergency savings plans. In these plans, employers make matching contributions to funds that employees set aside from their pay for emergencies. Employees report that building savings for an emergency and paying monthly bills are just as stressful, if not more stressful, than saving enough for retirement, according to the 2023 Workplace Wellness Survey by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. This is the first time in 4 years of this survey that saving for retirement is not the primary financial stress for employees. When asked where they would put an extra $600 provided by their employer, workers in the EBRI survey said they would spread it out, putting $192 towards funding retirement, $171 to emergency savings, and $89 towards a health savings account, then followed by paid time off, college savings, and paying down other debts. About 42% of employees want to be automatically enrolled in an emergency savings account through their employer, according to new research from the Bipartisan Policy Center. However, just 10% of employers offered these benefits in 2022, according to the human resource consulting firm Buck. Yet those numbers may increase in 2024 as employers recognize the upsides for the worker and the workplace, and as workers continue to report challenges with meeting emergency expenses and managing their finances from paycheck to paycheck. We will continue to report on the state of the worker and the important trends and issues around financial well-being here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.